is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sweet Suplex Retweet.
And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them Saturday Draft Live has given you the call. Yes, these are some slightly altered lyrics from White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, and this is Saturday Draft Live. My name is David Hockney, and I am joined today by a man who, I don't know if he's really hungover or he's just been hit with a bit of a bug, but he's dealing with a sore throat, and yet he presses on, much like the good work experience graduate that he is. It is Ryan Dalgleish.
I actually was the driver last night. I am completely sober, David, unfortunately, but my voice says otherwise. But thank you for having me, as always, and trying to be the loyal, like the favourite child of the class kind of thing. So we'll keep it going.
You can slack off a little bit during work experience, but when you're a fully fledged host, you know, we expect you to meet deliverables and meet goals. And you know what? This early start and the fact you come in with a sore throat is you're really putting in the grind here. So fair play to you.
Thanks so much.
What do you say we kick off with the top three of the week? And coming in at third place with 9 points is Toni Storm, successfully retaining the interim AEW women's title at Grand Slam. Though Toni Storm's had a bit of a quiet season thus far, but ever since she became interim world champion following Thunder Rosa's injury, she started to really start to rack up some points here. And she's no stranger to the draft either. She's always been a bit of a sort of lower tiered or late round pick. But what's been your impression of Toni Storm this season thus far?
I think especially beginning of the season, there wasn't much direction. It was all speculation and hope and potential hope to kick off early. Thunder Rosa's injury playing well in her hands there. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to work exponentially, potentially this season, because I don't think she's going to lose it anytime soon. She's only just got it as well, and we don't have much longer. We're what, halfway through the season?
Yep, just past the halfway point.
6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's not losing that title throughout the season. The only worry is with AEW booking women's wrestling. I just hope she gets her television time and keep it consistent, because it's looking good.
Yeah, and there's also the X factor that arrived in the form of Saraya, but I think we'll discuss that a little bit later on, just as we do the analysis here. Coming at second place this week, we have the Usos with 11 points after a successful tag team title retention over the Brawling Brutes, and obviously making a lot of appearances across SmackDown this week, in particular with the addition of Solo Sikoa and Sami Zayn as well, keeping the angle interesting. But another title defense for the Usos, I mean, that's got to give our Listeners League winner Dan some much needed respite, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I think the Usos was a no-brainer pick. To be perfectly honest with you know that as well. Everyone knows that. But I think Dan's needing that little boost, and you can see that now with him in fifth position, where things are getting a bit tight. But yeah, the Usos are just consistent. They're going to be there, David. They're going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just going to stay that way. I just don't see any different.
Yeah, and taking the top spot this week on 12 points is Scott's captain, Bayley, with 12 points. Now, damage control, as we've seen, are basically available across both shows. So, and as we've seen in the past, having a superstar that appears on multiple times on WWE programming is a bit of a gift, especially if they're either champions or associated with champions. And Bayley is returning back to her historical form, where she's arguably one of the best draft picks of all time. But do you think the association with Damage Control is going to just boost her back to where she was originally?
Oh yeah, I think see when you've got even with just Damage Control in general, I'm including Bayley this as well. When you have them in both shows, it almost becomes like a seventh pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that a very useful tool if you know they're going to be in different brands throughout the week. That's an absolute no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And Bayley's just consistent. She's whenever she's been fit, she's always been so good in this draft, and no wonder she's glorified as much as she is on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I said to Scott last week, you know, we've had to do quite a bit of Damage Control with the top 10 of the season, because all three of them are actually sitting very comfortably in the top three positions. Bayley on 76, Io Sky on 77, and Dakota on 79. And I keep reiterating this at the start of the season, this was a hot new act coming out of SummerSlam. I don't know why everybody just pounced on them, you know, for the tag team or singles pick straight away, but, you know, they're leaving them for second round, and look what's happened. So I think that's going to come back to bite them.
Well, that's the thing, though, with acts like Dakota Kai and Io Sky. I actually got it right there. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it.
Like, when you get a new hot act, something new, you jump on it in this draft because it's always points.
Mm.
Or almost always points. Especially if you put Bayley in the middle of them. So you're gonna pounce on it, and as soon as Ryan picked Dakota, I had to pick Io. Because the tag team option was gone. And I should have picked Bayley.
Well, let's see how that's looking in the top 10 leaderboard of the season thus far. So still in last place, unfortunately, somebody who most likely will get the wooden spoon is Andy Mitchell with Vince McMahon's financial advisor on 77.5 points. Next, we have on ninth, we have Gary with Team Viscera, 96 points. Eighth, we have Grant with What the Funaki, 115 points. He's sort of dropped down the table a little bit in the last few weeks. Next, we have quite a tight race from seventh, all the way up to second place. So we have Stephen Wilson in seventh with the Wilson Wankers on 130. We have Scott McLeod, Ding Dong Cowboy Shit on 135. Then we have the Listeners League winner, Dan Axel Jameson, Balls of Jericho on 137. He's overtaking quite a few past winners so far. So I think this has got to be one of the best Listeners League performances we've seen thus far. Fourth place.
Excuse me.
yeah. Pipe down. Fourth place, we have Ross McLeod with the full-bodied Bordeaux's on 140. Then we have you, Ryan Dogleish.
Hello.
Third place with Ryan's Redeemers on 142, just 2 points ahead of Ross. And just ahead of you, who's overtaken you this week, it's Ryan Gallagher with North Bend, South Bend, Comrades All on 143. So we've got a very, very close race between these last few positions here. So the weekly scores are going to be crucial at this stage. And of course, Jack, the 3-time Kings of Drafting, 163 points, top of the table. No change of story there. But Ryan, here's something I'd like to throw past you.
Okay.
Dan and Scott are tied for weekly scores this week, both scoring 23 from this week alone.
Okay.
They're pretty much neck and neck in the draft. Dan is just 2 points ahead. Then you've got you and other Ryan Gallagher. You scored 16 this week. Ryan scored 18. That was the difference maker that hopped Ryan into second place this time around.
Yeah.
Like, how crucial are these last few weeks? You know, with I think AEW's got another pay-per-view coming up in the next few weeks. And then obviously WWE's doing Crown Jewel and Survivor Series. Like, where do you think the points are going to be going ahead for these remaining pay-per-views?
I find with this draft, especially this season, there's more points in WWE than there is in AEW, just with the changes that have happened in the last 2 months, 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely looking at Extreme Rules and Crown Jewel as opposed to AEW, especially for myself, because I don't have any AEW. That was deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, neither does Jack, all things considered.
Yeah, I think that was a wise decision, to be honest, because there's more change, and change is always good for the draft. So you don't want to be, because AEW's got that problem that WWE had 2.5 years ago, where there are too many people and nobody's going on television.
Yeah.
Unless you're in.
If you look at the total points out of all the shows, WWE programming as a whole has generated just over 1,700, whereas AEW has only generated just over 1,000. And of all those points drafted, WWE has 977 out of that 1,700. So just shy of half is from the points drafted, which makes sense given the size of the roster. But looking at AEW specifically, only 301 of those 1,060 points have been drafted by our participants. So would you say there's been a bit of a misselection when it comes to AEW picks?
Do you mean in favour of? I feel like a lot of people who in this draft who do pick a lot of AEW are people that tend to watch AEW over WWE as well. Like, Grant watches AEW over WWE mostly, right?
Yeah, he's mostly AEW picks, yeah.
Yeah. Did he pick Moxley round one? Like, that makes a lot of sense. A couple of hours as well. But I just think, for me personally, WWE is just the place you're going to get most of the points, so with some exceptions.
Although, I mean, Grant's had a bit of a bad couple of weeks, you know, because Swerve and Our Glory lost the tag titles this week.
Yes.
Malakai Black's requested his release, so that's a bit of a shame there. The only non-WWE pick he has is Roxanne Perez, and he's not quite the top of the women's division in NXT just yet, but he did get Toni Storm the win with the interim women's title, so I suppose that's what's keeping him avoiding last place at this stage.
Yeah, definitely.
But before we go into our last section, we're going to do a little bit of fantasy booking for our last section. But before we do that, Ryan, will you be able to power through and get us through the cesspit that is the Listeners League?
Oh, I'll do this proudly this week, because we are added. We are finally, Stephen has finally found time to add our teams to beat into Listeners League. And I am buzzing to tell you the results, right? But before we get there, the actual top five, we are fifth place, Elliot Cantor, with 130.5 points. With, why am I? I don't know. Okay.
I'm not
saying that with a sore throat. 2 points ahead, who knows at this point, Craig Forsyth. Third place, Johnny Adam, last minute picks on 139. Then we have Stuart, safe pussy with Conrad.com on 147. And the revenated, changed halfway through the season, David Campbell, formerly Ron.
Ron Wilson.
Ron Wilson, thank you. I did forget. And Team Goat with 160 points. I'll not lie, David, I clicked on the spreadsheet before it was updated, and I got excited at the idea of Stuart catching David, and I've now seen the updated version of Listeners League, and I am not happy. However, this doesn't matter, because if I go to the LL teams to beat, Dave, our top three, 1 point ahead of David Campbell, is yourself on 174 points.
Yep, the big Bobby Club's running wild.
The big Bobby Club's running wild. We have Jack on 181. And then, obviously, David, I might be the work experience boy here. I'm the greatest listener of all time. 206 points, 25 points ahead.
You know what? I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that you've got 2/3 of damage control on your team and your captain's Bailey, who is, as we've said, the third highest scorer in the season thus far.
I think that was obvious, to be honest. I don't understand. Obviously, we had, 2 weeks notice, but it just seems like an easy one for me personally. Scott, however, ninth place, 148 points. Good thing he's on this show, eh, David?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's not even in the top five of the active Listeners League at this point.
Like, it's just three of us, and then there's five people, and then Scott.
I mean, for a two-time draft winner, that's pretty poor.
And for someone who talks a lot of game about how easy the Listeners League is, he plays.
You know what I think might be the difference maker here is that us three at the top, we all picked Bron Breakker as our fifth round pick, and our last round pick. He chose Stokely Hathaway. Like, what was he thinking?
I get, like, see during the draft, or like week one, I totally got that. But we could, three or 4 weeks in, we could see the point difference already.
Mm-hmm.
It made zero sense to pick Stokely. I thought about it, but you look at the numbers and you're like, I'm literally losing points here.
Hi. I think the only round where all of us have chosen different picks is our round, second to last round pick. We've all chosen different people. So I have Jungle Boy, you have Kevin Owens, Jack has the Acclaimed, and Scott has Tony Storm here. So a bit of a mixed week for all of them. You know, Jungle Boy got a win, Tony Storm got a win, the Acclaimed got a win, Kevin Owens is teaming with Johnny Gargano to face Alpha Academy on Raw. Like, everything should be all hunky-dory in the next wee while.
Yeah, very good, very good. I just hope the listeners, they better be listening.
I hope so, yeah.
Just remember, I'm the daddy in this part.
And let me guess, we have to acknowledge the daddy, as it were.
I actually do have a Bloodline t-shirt on right now, David, and I am repping it today.
Tell you what, I mean, if anybody in Cardiff saw you wearing that, you'd probably get a doing after what happened there.
Well, thankfully I wasn't in Cardiff, so...
You did the right thing by staying at home. But anyway, enough of that. We've got a little bit of fantasy booking to do to wrap things up. You know, it's a little bit of creativity, a little bit of interaction, but... With the announcement that Survivor Series is bringing back War Games, I think we should take a look at the current standing of the storylines in WWE and see what would be your ideal male and female War Games match based on current WWE storylines. So, and just for clarification, Triple H said it's going to be based on storylines rather than brand warfare. So, let's start with the women's War Games match. Now, one thing I'm going to throw out there already, damage control. Should they be one side of the bracket?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, I think Dakota and Io have done the match before, right?
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. So that seems like a no-brainer for me. Just experience alone. And then with the storyline, they're the biggest... stable in the women's division. Mm-hmm. So, if War Games is traditionally 4v4, though, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, just for the purposes of this fantasy booking, we'll go with the current NXT format. So it's 4v4, and it will be, you know, one in at a time. The match begins when all competitors are in. If you leave the cage, your team forfeits. The only way to win is by pinfall or submission after everybody enters.
Yeah, okay. The only issue with it being damage control, you need a fourth. So I'll throw a spanner in the works here, right?
Okay.
So, Bayley, Dakota, Io, Ronda Rousey.
Ooh.
Like Morgan, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair.
That sounds really, really juicy.
Because you've already got a 3v3, you just need the other title. And if you... So just... But I don't know how you get... I don't know how you cross them both over is the only worry.
I think if I could make a slight change to that, you know, apparently I think Alexa Bliss might be undergoing a bit of a character change again, but assuming that does happen and for some reason she gets taken out, we did see on SmackDown there was a bit of interaction between Damage Control, Raquel and Shotzi. Do you think those two might get involved somehow?
Yeah, that's another option, because they brought Shotzi in because Aaliyah is off television at the minute. But is it a kayfabe injury?
Possibly, or, yeah.
Yeah. So it could be them involved instead. Or another thing I've got thinking, if you think like Ronda, Shayna and two others versus Liv, Raquel, Shotzi and someone else. That's my two thoughts.
Yeah.
Because you're putting the title on both, right?
I think your idea of damage control and Ronda Rousey versus Bianca, Alexa, Asuka, and Liv might possibly be the most realistic at this point. But
yeah, I don't know how you cross it over, as I said.
Either way, I suppose if damage control's across both shows. It kind of sort of sets it up pretty nicely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
true. Yeah. Anyway, so that's sort of our penciled in women's war games. Now let's move on to the men's. I think it's going to be a no-brainer that the Bloodline's going to be on one side, right? Roman Reigns, the Usos, and Solo Sikoa? Or are you thinking something different?
So, there's two things, and I'm going to go for my favourite one, right? You can either have Roman or Sami in the match.
Okay.
I can imagine it being Sami. But what my idea is you have Roman in instead, have Kevin Owens, Johnny Gargano, and two other wrestlers for the custody of Sami Zayn.
You know what? I actually saw...
He could be in a cage at the top of the War Games. He gets lowered down to the victors. That's my idea.
I'm actually glad you brought that up, because I had seen a rumour online. I think it was just like a fan that posted a graphic of it, where between now and Survivor Series, like, Sami Zayn gets kicked out the Bloodline for some reason. Because at the minute, he's already massively over with the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that what you said about Kevin Owens and Johnny Gargano, Panda Express.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they teamed up with Sami Zayn ends up reuniting with his old NXT comrades? And that fourth spot, bear with me on this one, Tommaso Ciampa.
Ooh.
So it's like original NXT versus the Bloodline.
Move Ciampa away from the Miz and then go from there.
I think you need to get Ciampa away from the Miz a little bit, because you know Triple H, right? He's going to be the one overseeing all this. Yeah. I think he'd be remiss if he didn't have some of his old NXT favorites going up against the biggest faction, the biggest men's faction in current WWE.
Yeah, I do like the idea of it. The only problem is obviously the execution. We've noticed from Triple H's changes doesn't act like he makes small changes as you go, so you're not just chopping something immediately. So like, he's kept Ciampa with Miz because you can't just take him. A lot of Vince booking is like, if he didn't like something, just stop to next week. Just didn't do it. But I think Triple H is like trying to just ease it away, or like try to improve it and see if it works. If it doesn't, you can just fade it out and then do something else, as opposed to just chopping it. I think the best example was when Austin Theory was part of Steph Rollins's
Messiah stable,
but he was on it for like 2 weeks and then he was in NXT. There was no reason, there was no execution as to why, it just that's the way he did. I think he doesn't want to do that, which makes a lot of sense. But I'd be very interested if it was Ciampa, to be honest with you.
But remember, there's still 2 months to go. I think they could easily bring that all together in some capacity.
Very true.
But I think we're both on the agreement that the Bloodline and Damage Control should represent the majority of, or at least the full side, of each War Games match.
I will say, though, see if they make it, like, see the 4v4 tag matches we've had the last few weeks of SmackDown. Don't do that, please.
No. Not at all.
Because 2 years ago, that would have happened. I don't want that.
I mean, brand warfare was good for its time, but I think war game stipulation is just going to be exactly what we need at this point, especially under Triple H's creativity. But I think, you know what, let's hold those thoughts in and then just hope that Uncle Paul delivers come Survivor Series. And it should be good draft points for whoever gets selected for that team.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's going to do it for us here on Saturday Draft Live. Thank you, Ryan, for powering through your little raspy throat.
Thank you very much, David. I'm glad I didn't host, because that would have been a very different... And I didn't have to shout War Games, so I'm safe. We're okay.
And if you've enjoyed this week's show, make sure you're subscribed to all of Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet across your preferred podcasting platform, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Android, anything in between, all good Android podcasting sites. Be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Suplex Retweet. Join our community page where you can post your fantasy booking of War Games this year. But for myself and Ryan Dalgleish, this has been Saturday Draft Live, the number one show on Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet's back catalogue. And we will see you next time.
Auf Wiedersehen.
War Games!
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.